A lot of celebrities in this country get their start in a very specific type of media, the teen movie. And there are stock storylines and stock characters in those movies. Think the cheerleader, the jock, the geek, moving up and down the social hierarchy. NPR's Allison Bryce reports that new teen films are going way beyond those stock characters and stock storylines, beyond detention or the prom date.
You want to talk about teenagers in recent movies? Look to Olivia Thirlby. She's in two, Juno and Snow Angels. And in both, she helps a friend navigate problems that have nothing to do with high school. In Juno, Thirlby's bubbly, blonde character holds Juno's hand while Juno tells her parents the unexpected news.
Dude, I think it's best to just tell him. I'm pregnant.
And in Snow Angels, a movie out now, Thirlby's character also extends beyond the world of high school. She becomes the confidant to her crush, Arthur, while affairs, alcoholism, and murder swirl around him.
So why are you smiling?
I've never seen you without your glasses.
Yeah, because I think I look funny without them.
All we see of Arthur and Lila's high school is marching band practice and empty hallways where they awkwardly steal glances from one another.
And I think you like me, too. And you're just afraid to say it.
Huh? I consciously made an effort not to make them particularly eccentric, just kind of individual and independent.
Snow Angels director David Gordon Green put his teen characters outside the realm of high school so the audience wouldn't judge them.
They're their own little isolated island and utopia away from the stress, anxieties of social pressures, of social circles, of the rest of the high school community.
In the past, movies about high school culture idealized the experience, says actress Olivia Thirlby.
It's refreshing, I think, to see movies that are about teenagers but aren't about high school because, you know, while high school is important, it's an important time and it's kind of the go-to way to remember your teen years, there's so much more going on.
There is a lot more going on, and movies like Superbad, Rushmore, and Rocket Science show it. But back in the 80s, the John Hughes era, teenagers lived and died to fit in at high school. Ty Bird, the Boston Globe's film critic, says movies dealing solely within the insular high school world are over.
Those movies, there were only teenagers. There were no adults, or the only adults were sort of rare authority figures, you know, mean teachers, the occasional grumpy parent. But, you look at The Breakfast Club or Ferris Bueller, Pretty in Pink.
Didn't bum out anything. I had a great time.
Liar.
I was with you. I had a great time. If I was in a Turkish prison, I'd have a great time with you. Feel any better if I asked you to the prom? I mean, I know the prom's kind of lame, so if you don't want to go, it's really no big deal.
The teenage world in those movies is a completely self-contained bubble.
The high school-centric bubble has burst, and teen movie critic Jade Kassoff says it's great. She relates to the teenagers she sees on screen today.
I think teenagers are, I guess, crude a lot of the times, and they are more mature than adults think that they are. But I'm pretty sure it was probably the same back in the 80s. It just didn't get shown on television or in movies.
If you want to check out real teenagers on screen, the documentary American Teen will be in theaters this summer. It follows four seniors around their small-town Indiana high school. Allison Bryce, NPR News.